The Last of Us is an American post-apocalyptic drama, one of many. How many shows and movies are there about the end of civilization? And there's just a few survivors. It seems like that's what every show is about. Why is that? The series is set in 2023, 20 years into a pandemic caused by a mass fungal infection, which causes its host to transform into zombie-like creatures and collapses society. Civilization has been decimated by the infection. Survivors live in totalitarian quarantine zones. Have you found yourself living in a totalitarian quarantine zone lately? And of course, there's an immune teenager named Ellie, L-E-L, Divine. And this person here, Bella Ramsey, of course, is a divine androgyne. Ramsey identifies as non-binary. Being gendered isn't something that I particularly like. There's a fungus inside this person's body. This is the host body. It's a new species of homo. Man wants to be God, and God is non-binary. So in order for man to be God, they need to be non-binary. So the CDC, remember, you can trust them. And they say a deadly fungus spread rapidly during the pandemic. So there was a false sign and wonder, a false pandemic, in which a deadly fungus was spreading that we didn't really hear about until now. Luckily, they had this TV show come out first to help prepare us for the next deadly pandemic narrative, the false sign and wonder. A drug-resistant fungus. Oh, it's drug-resistant. Only the government can save us. I think Fauci needs to come out of retirement to help save us from the fungus. Health officials hope to contain it, but it's now in more than half the 50 states. Newsletter, the next pandemic. So they've got a whole section already, the next pandemic. And this is an opinion piece. The Last of Us is right. Our warming planet is a petri dish. Scientists like me worry that climate change and ecosystem destruction may be creating opportunities for fungal pathogens to grow more infectious. On March 20th, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said, Candida auris has spread at an alarming rate in healthcare facilities and is concerning, given that the risks are growing. That leaves us unprepared. Bill Gates, please help us. Where's the germ squad? And failing to take adequate steps for their prevention. Let's just lock it all down right now before the fungus gets us. Lock us down, please. Create the quarantine zones now. The tyrannical, totalitarian quarantine zones will save us. Put us in a colony. And if that weren't scary enough, no fungal vaccines exist. Diagnosis is complicated and costly. Give me a PCR test for the fungus. And there are not enough drugs to combat the fungus. We're screwed. Unless governments fund research to better address fungal disease and reverse the environmental factors that fuel their emergence, we will remain vulnerable. Stop driving your car. Stop eating beef. You got to eat the bugs. A changing climate may also increase the transmission of fungal disease. These microorganisms are everywhere. Now, this is just a coincidence, but last October, the World Health Organization created a list of fungal priority pathogens for the first time, just in time for the TV show and the narrative. Fungal pathogens are a major threat to public health. This was an important symbolic gesture, but it does not give doctors what they need. More vaccines! Ah, it says it right there. I didn't even know it said that. Better tools to fight these infections. There are no approved vaccines yet. Pharmaceutical companies, our new saviors, have little incentive to invest in research and development because the potential profit is limited. Not anymore. We got the TV show. We got the news articles. We got the fungus. To help fill this void, the National Institute of Health, another trusted organization, must increase support for the study of fungal diseases. The U.S. Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, another authority you can trust, which helps develop vaccines and drugs and pharmacia for public health emergencies. Panic first, but then trust the government. It's a tried and true method of enslaving the human race. Our health depends on a delicate ecological equilibrium. is a Masonic term for androgyny, by the way, maintaining that balance by weaning ourselves off of fossil fuels. Now, these fuels do not come from fossils. What is oil? I don't know what it is. Anyone know what oil actually is? To slow climate change and halting the loss of nature to prevent viral spillovers. Mother Earth is perhaps our best hope for avoiding a fungal horror show. Ah, we got to do climate lockdowns to prevent the fungal infection, the fungal zombie apocalypse. So they have a weekly series called The Next Pandemic, Insights and Guidance for Preparing for Future Outbreaks. Every week, The Next Pandemic, and they continue to bombard us with TV shows and movies about pandemics. It's all just a coincidence. Fungus learns to infect human, spreading root-like filaments. This sure sounds a lot like The Last of Us, and what appears to be the first ever recorded case of its kind. A fungus that usually infects plants has infected a human host, putting root-like filaments into his body. Coincidentally, he was recently vaccinated. Just so happens to coincide with the release of this TV show about a fungus pandemic. Indian man is world's first person to contract fungal infection from a plant. Biggest outbreaks in U.S. of deadly fungus strike southern Nevada. The fungus can spread from colonized individuals. Colonized! There's a colony! This is the alien parasite infecting host bodies, turning them into gender non-binary androgynous angels or aliens. The fungus can spread from colonized individuals, otherwise known as vaccinated individuals, who don't know they have it. Well, that's where the PCR test comes in. But in the meantime, we'll just lock up everybody. Man loses leg to flesh-eating disease caused by a very rare fungus infection. It's just a coincidence, folks, that after this show came out, there's all these fungus infections. Deadly fungus hits Georgia. It's a deadly fungus. April 3rd, 2023, that they say presents a serious global health threat. Wisconsin fungal infection sickened 4 people and 5 dogs. The first season of The Last of Us may be over, but many folks have been left with an abiding fear. Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? A fear of fungal infections. Deadly fungus that has wiped out bat populations detected in BC. Bats are very scary, and bats spread all kinds of disease. Man infected with killer fungus makes medical history. If this weren't all bad enough, my gorgeous actress mum was left looking like a monster by fungus. That killed her. Nothing worse than being killed by a fungus, especially if you're an actress. The fungus from The Last of Us does live in Washington, but it's rare. Well, there you go. The Seattle Times, another trusted authority from the West Coast. March 10th. But remember, since then, the deadly fungus is spreading rapidly. How real is fungus threat in The Last of Us that leaves Jackson, Wyoming as civilization's last hope? But it certainly is possible that at some point, you know, this could happen, the expert said. I have to say that, you know, with global climate change, we're already seeing some pretty bizarre changes in geographic patterns and hosts switching between a lot of organisms. That's not just true for fungi, but for lots of other types of pathogens as well. He believes it's probably even playing a role in the recent CDC announcement about dangers from a different fungus, Candida auris, a variety of yeast. If you get a lot of immunocompromised people, otherwise known as vaccinated people, then you stand a chance of, you know, random mutations. So it sounds like vaccinated people are going to turn into flesh-eating zombies, and they're going to blame it on global warming, climate change. So climate change will cause the next pandemic. So the mass media industrial complex creating narratives that will prepare us for the fictional reality they create for us in real life. We're all living in a TV show. We are living in The Last of Us. And also, another thing about this show, episode 3 was probably the gayest thing I've ever seen. The whole episode was about this guy who at first you think is like a total survivalist, a prepper, and they point him out as being kind of a conspiracy theorist. But he's like totally prepared. Like he's like hunting animals. He has a garden. He can totally survive on his own. He's like Mr. Survival. And then turns out he's gay. And then this guy shows up out of nowhere. And of course he's gay. And then they live together for like 20 years. Oh, sorry. Spoiler alert. It was like an apocalyptic gay romantic comedy mixed in with a bit of horror, and there's really no reason for it. And also, this character here, who in real life is non-binary, well, claims to be, has a lesbian scene. So all these shows, they're all about the end of the world, they're all about pandemics, and everyone's gay. And the actors are all androgynes. Days of Noah, indeed. And remember, the flood didn't change human nature, right? That's the thing. Flood didn't really change human nature. And the creation wants to become the creator. Man wants to become God. That's the underlying problem. And this not only includes the ruling class, but it includes the people who live around us, our neighbors, our friends, family members, former co-workers, if you have a job. They want to become gods too. And they believe the government will help them become gods. And you're standing in their way. Prepare to be martyred. That's really my message. You know, at some point it has to be said. Prepare to be martyred. The only thing we need to fear is the wrath of God, really. We don't need to fear their narrative. See, they're kind of playing God by giving us these false signs and wonders, false narratives. These are the false signs and wonders. We don't need to fear them. They can kill our body. They cannot kill our soul. God can kill our soul. All right, that's all I got for today. Thanks a lot. Have a great day, and watch out for the fungus.